Like nice. In the summer in the city?
So I'll get done at like, even if I have a late shift, at 9:30 and the sun will just be setting then, and that'll be nice.
You know what I always think of when I hear the summer in the city?
What?
Die Hard with a Vengeance.
I can dig it.
Hot town, summer in the city. Are
you recording it? Babe, are you recording it?
I don't know the words, yeah. Ow. Hey, everybody, welcome out to another episode of the fun-filled Mike and Laura Project.
You screwed that up a little.
Maybe a little, but not enough to stop. I am Mike, and I am joined with...
Laura.
And, hey, how is everybody doing?
I'm doing great. It's Easter weekend.
It is Easter weekend. That means, you know what it means? It means... fucking chocolate.
It's true.
Yeah.
Ooh, so much. I've already eaten too much chocolate today, and I didn't even have that much chocolate.
We didn't even have that much chocolate. I got some chocolate from work.
Yeah, just a couple little eggs, and I'm feeling like, ugh, that's a lot of chocolate.
And then one big egg.
Well, it wasn't a big egg.
Well, it was bigger.
Yeah, it wasn't big. It was still smaller than a normal egg.
Did you fit the entire egg in your mouth?
Oh, easily.
Oh. I didn't put mine.
Well, no, I didn't do it, but I could have.
Okay.
It wasn't that big.
Well, it is big and... Okay. Anyway, chocolate, bunnies.
Yay.
That's the weekend that it is. So, anyway, hey, how's things? Good? Us? We're good. I'm talking to the listener, and they're not answering me because they physically can't.
Oh, my God, you're so weird. Why?
I don't know. I have, like, this, like, mysterious need to make small talk. But there's no one there to make small talk to. So, oh well.
So anyway.
Anyway.
What have we been up to?
I don't know. It's been a busy time lately. I mean.
Not really.
For me, in any way.
No, we're still getting home at the same, like, well, you're getting home at the same time.
But I'm working constantly on, like, comics and stuff.
Well, see, the thing is, you've been working on comics and stuff, but the other thing is that you've been quite distracted while you're working on comics, so it takes you longer to do them.
Yeah.
You know what's the truth.
Well, some days, you know,
And don't get me wrong, I was doing just as poorly today as you were.
Yeah, on comics. I was doing comics, you were doing writing.
I wrote about 1,200 words today, and you're like, that's a lot. And you know what? When I was in university, if I had written 1,200 words in a day, I would have been like, fuck, I'm amazing.
Right.
But now I'm like, oh, I only wrote 1,200 words today. Man, I should have written 5,000.
Right. And I got almost all of a comic done, and I'll finish the comic, you know, after we record this.
Yeah.
And then I'll have all of a comic done. But, you know, sometimes you get in those slumps where it just doesn't come.
I have to admit, now that it's I don't want to say a sure thing because I don't want to jinx it, but now that it seems like I won't be relying on writing for my sole source of income,
right.
I'm not as stressed to put out 3 or 4 books a week like I have been. So I'm almost like, I should take it a little easier for the next couple weeks because it'll be like, because I didn't, a lot of people when they get laid off, take a vacation for a couple weeks before they start doing anything. You know what
right.
I mean? They like, you know what? I've been working for blank amount of years. For me, it was 15. I'm going to take a couple weeks off because I haven't been able to do that before.
Right.
I started working when I was like 13.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess, yeah. Anyway, doesn't matter. So yeah, I didn't do that. I jumped straight into getting published. So I didn't take that time off. And I'm not going to take that time off now either, but I'm going to not push myself so hard, I guess, for the next couple weeks and
right.
have a little time because I'll be starting a new job in May.
Oh my God.
And everybody's going to be so like, who
way to go. I can't believe
regularly.
It.
Yeah. I will be working at David's Tea in Lime Ridge Mall.
Yes.
So if you like tea and you like me, come say hello.
And buy tea.
And buy tea.
Don't just say hi.
Yeah, you have to actually buy some tea.
Buy lots of tea.
You should. I'll recommend you. You let me know. You could even write into the show and be like, Laura, these are flavors I like, or here's some benefits I'm looking for when it comes to my tea. And I'll be like, here's a list of suggestions I have for you for when the store opens and you can come buy them from me.
We're actually renaming the show Laura's Tea Time.
I wish.
Of course you do. But yeah, no, that's some great news. I'm very happy for you.
Thank you. I'm happy for me too. I'm really excited to get started.
And now have you been taking advantage of your, I guess, care package that I recently got?
Yes. Mike was very sweet, and as a congratulations for getting a job at David's Tea, he bought me a whole bunch of David's Tea. He went in to the one across from where he works right now.
Actually, it was a different one. It was one of the ones on my way to work.
Oh.
Because I go to like 100 of them now, so...
Well, anyway...
They're all in the area.
You told the girl... Well, you can tell...
Okay, well, I went there, and I said, hey, my girlfriend is about to start at David's Tea.
I love that you say girlfriend, and I say husband.
I don't want some... I don't want someone to look at my hand and go, well, where's your ring?
A lot of men don't wear rings.
I know, but... I just rather
you just say common law.
I'm going to say that? Yes, me and my common law wife.
You could say wife, and they're like, oh, you don't have a ring, and you'd be like, common law.
Anyway.
You get more respect when you're married. It's just a general fact.
Right.
That's a big part of why I do it.
Okay.
Like, seriously, people who are married get more respect than people who are unmarried.
I see.
It's just the way the world works.
Okay, well, it worked out well for me anyway. It didn't matter what terminology I used. But I went, and I said that my... wife was going to be working at a David's Tea in the near future. So the girl there was like, well, I said was that I wanted you to know the product that you were selling. So I wanted you to try a whole bunch of teas.
I've tried so many of them already.
Mm-hmm.
I've tried a ton. So I would say I'm probably at least at 50% of the menu.
Right.
So just it's a huge menu.
It's a lot of teas. And so I said, you know, I want you to know the product. So I want you to do a good job. So I asked them to tell me, everyone who was working, I asked them to tell me their favorite teas for you to try. And then I shot down a couple of teas that they had, which were ones that I knew... you had before, so I tried to get as many. Coconut oolong came up.
Oh yeah, well I've got a ton.
I know that you were a big fan of that one.
I love coconut
the palm
oolong.
One.
Palm tango. No, I was hitting that still.
Up.
I've got a bit of that.
Blue Lagoon came up.
Yeah, those are all new ones for spring. Well, the coconut oolong, which I'm gonna tell our listeners right now, if you haven't tried it, it's the perfect summer tea.
Right.
Like seriously,
it's the tea of the summer.
No, it really
is. It's the summer jam.
It really is.
Can you feel my sunshine? What?
If you're looking for a hot or cold tea to sit out on a patio and read a book and just enjoy the summer, it's the perfect tea for it. I highly recommend it. Anyway, sorry.
If you drink tea. Red Velvet was another one that they offered.
I love Red Velvet.
But anyway, I picked a bunch that I was sure that you hadn't had.
Which was really sweet of you.
And they thought so too, to the point where one of them changed their minds after they'd already poured a tea out. And then they were like, you know what? Just take the one that I already poured. And I'm like, no, no, it's fine. I can pay for it. And they're like, no, what you're doing is so sweet. So we're going to give it to
sweet.
You. So they gave me one of the teas on the house. And surprisingly, it was not the cheapest tea that I bought because all the prices were all over the place.
Yeah. You're such a sweetie.
But thank you. But they gave me one of the teas for free.
A really good variety of flavors. Only one of them I tried before, which, like I said, the fact that I've tried so many of the menu.
But you tried it in the store, though.
And I tried
it's not
it
like
in the
you
store.
Brought a bag of it home.
Exactly. So Mike did really well.
Yeah.
So I am very, very happy with the ones I got. They're all delicious, and I can't wait to finish my sampling of the menu once I start working there.
Yes, and then you can just recommend them to everyone.
That's my plan.
For a great summer's day, everyone can have the tea that they want.
Yeah, well,
and a cold winter's day. And free hockey. I don't know, it's a situation. Maybe it's a mom that pops in and she's like, I'm going to my peewee hockey game for my son Gregory and I need a tea.
Gregory.
Well, I gotta make this story believable.
Fuck. Anyway, no, I'm really excited to get started. It's not typical retail, which is really cool. It's a product I really like. It's a company I really like. I've got a big printout of about 70 pages worth of reading material to do before my training starts in May.
Which, David's Tea, you use too much blue ink. Thanks, guys. I'm glad that we just bought new printer ink.
Well, you do print out a lot of stuff in blue.
Yeah, but not thick black stuff.
Anyway.
But,
so I gotta sit down and read that, and that's part of what I'm gonna be doing as my... I'm not gonna stop publishing, it's just I'm not gonna be like forcing myself to crank stuff out. I'm gonna take, especially with the weather getting nice, we went for a nice long walk. The weather was nice, and then it wasn't, and then it's getting nice again.
Mm-hmm.
But what was last Sunday? We went for a walk. No, it was last Saturday.
Yes.
We went for a walk together. I was trying to break in my new, I got new shoes for work because I got to get presentable looking shoes. And this is the thing. At David's Tea, it's a uniform. I'm using air quotes you can't see. Mm-hmm. You can either wear a black polo shirt or a black cardigan, but you can wear the black cardigan over just about anything you want. And they really encourage personal style, which is awesome. And I haven't really had a job before where I can feel comfortable dressing a little nicer.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It didn't really work for the comic shop.
Right.
But this one, like every time I go there, like the fashion that the girls are wearing ranges from nice dresses to yoga pants and everything in between.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm excited to, you know, have a place where I can feel like it'd be nice to dress up for to work some days, and some days I'm not. But anyway, I got new shoes that are functional and they look nice.
And they cut your ankles up to nobody's business.
So we went for a walk and these shoes definitely need breaking in, and I haven't worn them since because the blisters on my heels are gargantuan.
Yeah.
The one of them was about the size of a dime and the other one was at least the size of a nickel. I would say a nickel.
Which is super sexy.
Yeah, so I got to sit on the couch being like, pick.
Oh, I didn't know you were doing that. I'm so happy that you did that.
Of course I did. Of course
I do remember the day after we went for that walk, you went for another walk.
And
you
I wore flip-flops that time to cover, like, to not hurt my blood. Because I also had one on my toe, too.
And
so, let me tell.
Okay.
So I went for a walk on my own. Hamilton actually has a lot of really good paths. A lot of, like, wilderness is just
there's a lot of trails scattered that are like connected to like Niagara Falls and stuff.
Yeah, so I was like, okay, I know they're part of the Bruce Trail goes, like, we've walked part of it a bunch, a short part from basically what is that, it goes the other way, perpendicular, Ferguson. Ferguson to Wentworth is a nice short chunk of it that we've walked a bunch of time. That's where I cut my heels up. But it continues past that, and I've never gone the whole way to the exit of the trail. I've done it a few times, and I've made it like an hour down the second part of the trail and then turned around because I'm like, shit, it's been an hour. I need to get home.
Right.
Because obviously if it took me an hour to get there, it's going to take me an hour to get home.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was like, no. I had promised Mike when it got nice out. Because at this point, I still hadn't heard whether I got the job or not, too. Mm-hmm. I was still waiting to hear back. Well, I knew I had the job, but I didn't have it official yet. She had called to say, I want you to know you've got the job.
Yeah.
But I don't want you to...
It was basically entertain any other offers.
Yeah, we want you
meantime.
To know you've got the job, but we can't make it an official offer until we have an official opening date for the store. And I was like, okay, I don't want to say anything in case, you know, something happens and they don't have an official date yet. I don't have an official, you know, offer of employment. I'm not going to tell anybody just in case, because the last thing I want is. And I'm still kind of like hesitant to tell, not like to tell anybody in case.
Well, you put it on a podcast now. So.
I know. I'm trying to. I'm trying
unless
to
you
get
want
over
me to go back.
I'm trying to get over the anxiety of like, no, I've done this. I've done a really good job and I deserve this. So, like, it's not my fault if it falls through because I've done everything I can and I'm really excited about it. But I've got my official letter, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, I had promised Mike that when the weather got nice, I was going to go on long walks.
Right.
And get out of the house no matter what, if the weather was nice enough for it. Because all winter, whenever he's home, I'm home, and he's stuck with me around and never gets any time to himself. So I'm like, all right, hon, enjoy Assassin's Creed. I'm out. So I take, I'm like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to walk up the escarpment, which is a nice incline hill, and get some work on my booty. And then I walked out, and I was like, doo-doo-doo, walking down Concession Street, walking along the mountain.
Listener note, Laura is also miming her actions as she tells this story.
No, and I got to the Wentworth Stairs, which is a really long staircase down.
It definitely is.
And I was like, well, I've been out for like 40 minutes. It'll take me 40 minutes. Well, it'll take like less 4 minutes to get home because I'm already on the same level.
Mm.
All right. I'm going to actually, because I'm at that path. I'm at that path and I'm like, I'm going to fucking do it. I'm going to find the end of this path. And I'm going and I'm going. And there's tons of people. And I'm like, all right, there's tons of people around. Of course, there's nothing to worry about. Da, 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 da. And so I'm going. There's less people. There's less people. Then it's just me. I'm like, okay. And then all of a sudden, there's a bunch of people again. And I'm like, oh, great. I must be getting near the other end because there's a bunch of people.
Yeah.
Nope. Okay. Walk in. And there's less people again. And then there's more people. And then there's less people. And I'm like, Jesus. So finally, I'm like, I've been walking this trail for at least an hour and a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, how much farther is it? And no, it must have been longer than that. And I realize I'm actually not that far. I'm probably about another half an hour from the end of the trail. I'm fucking doing it. So I make it down the rest of the way of that trail, and I emerge victorious, and I'm like, all right, time to walk the rest of the way home, not on the trail, because I hate walking the same way I went back, because it gets boring. And as nice as that walk had been, there's still no leaves out, nothing to see, all the trees are dead, you know, it's kind of boring.
Right, right.
So I went through the city to get home. And man, oh man, I called you when I was probably about 45 minutes from home. And I was like, here's what I need you to do.
Yes.
You need to go to the store and get chocolate ice cream and milk.
Because
if I don't have a milkshake when I get home, I'm going to murder you. So he was like, okay.
Yeah, it's an interesting demand when somebody's like, there better be materials to make milkshakes when I get home or else.
I don't know what made me decide I needed a milkshake. But God damn, I needed a milkshake.
You were going to have that milkshake whether I was alive or not.
So I kept walking and I finally made it home. So it was 7 miles and 3 hours later, which I know people, it's like, well, people run a marathon, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, fuck.
But people train to run marathons.
Like, and that's the other thing. It wasn't flat ground. I was doing a steady incline the entire time.
Yeah.
Like I was doing this trail, because that trail actually starts out pretty low. And by the time you get to the east, I went all the way to the east end of Hamilton. By the time you get there, you've probably gone up like a couple hundred feet.
Right.
And so getting home, my pelvis was like all sore. My feet hurt. My back hurt. I just wanted a milkshake. But yeah, it was really good. It was a really good walk.
Yeah. Okay, you're tired? You need to take a nap?
Oh, and that was the other thing. So, like I said, I've been walking like every day, except for when it decided it was winter again in the middle of the week, which blew. But last Friday, last Thursday, I didn't realize what was filming at Dundurn Castle, which is a landmark near us, was the new Guillermo del Toro movie.
What is the Dundurn Castle again? Just kind of a quick bit for everybody.
It is a old historical house.
Yeah.
The old mansion.
Yeah.
It's called a castle. It's not really a
castle. It is a mansion, though. Yeah.
It's like a
manor.
Manor. Oh,
you know,
the right
you know what the funny thing is? Is yesterday, when I was walking through Toronto, we went by this building, and it was like this shitty apartment building, and it was called like blah 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 manor, and I'm like, that is the worst fucking manor I've ever seen.
But yeah, so anyway, Crimson Peak is filming part of it in Hamilton.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, they're not going to be just filming there one day. I'm going to go for a little walk. And like they've been in the news because some extra had gotten hurt on the set. And I'm like, all right, they're still going to be.
They were impaled.
Yeah.
Like, what
in
the
butt.
Fuck.
Their butt got impaled.
I didn't know it was in the butt.
Their butt got impaled. So I'm like, all right, I'm doing this. So I go for this long walk around the bayfront and everything. I get up to under, not a fucking thing. I was so mad. It was like, God fucking damn it, where's Tom Hiddleston? He was supposed to be here today.
Oh, I'm sorry, hon.
So, haven't heard anything else.
And I like... I was the one who told you should go.
You were.
So
you were
you
I'm like, I, have so, I was like, I have so much work to do. I haven't gotten the story
we
finished.
We
got to
go grocery shopping.
I had so
laundry.
Much to do. And you were like, babe,
and I'm like, babe,
it's your dream.
Tom. Go
just
see
go.
Tom Hiddleston. You want to see him.
Dream.
You know
so
you
I was
do.
Out for like 2 hours. And I'm glad I was out because I got a beautiful walk in the sunshine. So
yes.
I can't really complain about that. I'd done my makeup and hair just in case for selfies, you know.
In case you met Tom Hiddleston.
Not, you know what, and then I actually get to Dundurn Castle, and there's cars everywhere, and there's like pylons, and I'm like, yes, they're actually here, I'm so excited, I'm like, and then I realize, this isn't a movie set, this is a fucking wedding, fuck! Yeah, it was a wedding, I'm assuming that the wedding party booked the castle before
the movie
Guillermo did.
Yeah. Sorry, hon. Sorry.
My life is hard.
It is. Yeah, I don't know how you manage.
So anyway.
And another reason that we've been busy in the last couple weeks is our anniversary was last week.
Oh, yeah. I guess our anniversary of moving in together was
it's
2 days ago.
2 days ago, yes.
Wow.
We've been living together for 3 years, and we've been together for 4 years.
I can't believe we've been in this apartment for 3 years.
Yep. That we have been. Doesn't seem like it, eh?
No.
No. But yeah, no, we've been together for 4 years. Oh, and we went for dinner at Red Lobster. And ate a shit ton of those fucking buns.
Oh my God.
Those are the fucking
we
shit, man.
We ate so many buns.
And the funny thing was, too, is they like I've been before and been like, oh, we need buns. And they're like, yeah, doesn't everybody, you know?
Yeah.
But our people were so fucking into it. They're like, oh, you need buns, you just let me know. And then like she brought buns over and she was like, oh, you're my favorite. And then somebody else brought me a drink. And like a different waitress brought me a drink, and our waitress came back, and she was like, "Oh, I was gonna get you another drink, but I see you have one." And I'm like, "Yeah, that woman helped me out." And she's like, "Well, I'm gonna get you more buns." And we're like, "Oh, what? Great!" And she's like, "Am I still your favorite?" We're like, "Yeah."
But
like,
yeah, the thing is, we tend to get pretty great service when we go places. I would say we generally, you know why? Because we're fucking nice.
We're good people.
We engage with our servers and we say please and thank you, and we're very courteous. And we're very nice, and I'm saying this very angrily.
Yeah.
For no reason.
I'm like, who are you telling here that everyone needs to know?
No, I would say we both, because we've both worked a lot of time in customer service ourselves.
Yeah.
I mean, you did 4 years at Timmy's.
4 years at Timmy's. And Timmy's is like working 8 years somewhere else. Yeah. Timmy's is the shit in like. Timmy's is the Vietnam of retail. You get everything in fucking Timmy's. Yeah.
See, and that's it. So I think we've obviously been there. So it's like, you know what? Pretty sure we can, you know, do that bare minimum of, you know, smiling and saying please and thank you and, you know, offering a kind word for good service. And you know what? It works. So if you want good service, be nice.
Mm-hmm.
It works every time. So, and then if you are super nice and your service still sucks, you know, it wasn't you.
Yeah. You know, there was something that that I realized when I worked at Timmy's for all those years was patience.
Yeah.
Like you really learn patience for the other person when you've worked at a place like that, because you know, having been on the other end, that shit goes wrong and it's not their fault.
Yep.
and they're doing everything that they can to help you. And if you give them shit, then all it does is piss them off.
Well, that's exactly it. And you know that, like, the grunt working behind the counter doesn't have any control over policy.
Yeah.
Store sold out of something you're looking for. You know whose fault it isn't? That poor girl or guy behind the counter. They're not the one who sat down and was like, we're not going to reorder more of this. It's probably someone who doesn't even work at that location. If it's a chain, chances are the person at the chain didn't order the restock.
Right.
Like, it's probably someone from head office. I mean, don't yell at all you're going to do if you yell at a cashier is have them be upset, probably ruin their day, and then have them tell everyone they know on the internet what an asshole you were, and accomplish nothing. So, good work.
And if you're nice, you get a shit ton of biscuits. So
yeah, and that's it. If you're nice, people are bound to go above and beyond to try and actually help you out. Just like when we were at the Hilton in Niagara Falls.
Yeah.
When they were having three of their elevators broke in a 40-some-odd story building.
Mm-hmm.
Three of their elevators at checkout were broken. And people were screaming at the front. You know what? You know who didn't go into the elevator with a wrench and break it? The guys working behind the front desk.
Yeah.
You know who was getting yelled at? The guys at the front desk.
Yeah.
You know what we did? Hey, you know what? Not a big deal. Which one? Is it always this crazy checkout? And the guy's like, no, the elevators are broken. Blah, blah. I'm like, oh, man, that really sucks. I mean, we've both been there. And, like, I feel for you, man. You're doing a great job. It's like, yeah, thank you. Let me bump some money off your stay.
Yeah. You have free parking now. What?
Like, yeah. The parking was something like $30. And he's like, We'll just tell them there was an incident in the parking lot. Yeah. It's on the house.
It's done. Oh, okay. We just wanted to know what was up in the elevators.
We wanted to know what's going on and kind of like give you like a good job. You're doing your best because on a day like that, you need it. And we got free stuff out of it where the guy beside us who was yelling at the front desk clerk, his family, his kids, other customers, pretty sure he got dick all.
Yeah. So. And then we, it's funny because actually the same kind of thing happened to me the other day at work is, 6 elevators for a 30-story building started shitting out. Well, it's a 6-elevator thing, but there's like 3 elevators down. So it was just as fun.
Oh, God.
Yeah. But whatever. I mean, it made me late for work, so I did less work. I don't know. And it wasn't like it was my fault because everybody else had the same problem, too. Yeah. We were all standing in the lobby just talking. Anyway. So, yeah, that's kind of what we've been up. You know what I just realized? I spent a bunch of time talking about like my comic earlier, but you know what I never do on the show, despite the fact that I will talk about the comic? I never fucking plug it. MikeStupidComics.com. If this is your first episode, please go read my webcomic. It's right there. The last two issues, pages that I did, 100% digital.
Ooh!
It's
the whole
different.
New world.
It's a whole new world. Like, I've slowly been trying new things, and like the first thing was for years I just drew with blue pencil and then inked, and then I started to digitally do my pencils, and now I've started digitally inking, and it's hit or miss. Like the first page I did, like one of the panels I'm super proud of.
That's good.
And then there's another one that I'm like, okay, well that's not as great, you know, like, but you know, it's a learning curve, right? And it looks very different from the hand stuff, like the 100% by hand stuff.
Now, does it look very different to you, or will it look very different to everyone?
No, it looks different to everybody. Like when I do the by hand stuff, it's all like 100%. I use like styling pens, not like brush pens. So they are tech pens, really. So it's basically every shape has the same thickness unless I go over it a whole bunch of times. So lines are very mechanical, same thickness, you know, that kind of thing. But when I'm doing it on the computer, because I have the help of a computer to kind of steady my hand and I can easily fix mistakes, I've been experimenting more brush, like kind of a brush style. So the last two pages, I've been a lot more experimental with my line thicknesses and other things like that. So,
do you find it takes less time to do it on the computer the whole way?
I don't know. I think it takes about the same amount of time.
No.
Yeah. Like, I mean, either way, I'm doing the same amount of work. It's
well,
just,
I don't know.
It's just
in
one
place. The computer's help. I don't know.
The computer did. It does help. Like it, but it's just a different tool out of the case. You know, like. Instead of sitting in the chair in the living room, you know, inking under a lamp, I just do it all in one spot. I don't even get up. I don't have to move. I don't have to print anything off. So, I don't know. It's different. But so far, I'd say it's been kind of successful. So, I don't know.
Cool.
Yeah. Nobody's pointed out that it looks different. But it's pretty obvious
well,
if you look at one or the
you,
other.
Man.
So, but yeah, I've been doing the inking
Ooh,
digitally on MikeStupidComics.com.
Just a reminder, remind me that I'm going to take the Hunger Games books for Alicia tomorrow.
Okay. Why?
I just looked at them and I
so,
was like, shit.
Okay. Well, I'll listen to this podcast later and remind you. After. Okay. Well, she's leaving. Anyway, something that happened not too long ago that we wanted to talk about, but we got busy because it's been like 2 weeks since it happened, was WrestleMania.
And spoiler alert, we did gambling and Mike won.
I did win. It was great. It's the only time I've ever
great.
Won gambling. I bet on shit all the time and never win.
All
well, not
time.
All the time. Not.
This is news to me.
No, I just tend to not win at things. But you know what? It's fun because what we did was, the chart for the night had a list of every match on it, and you had to pick who was going to win and how they won the match, and with the exception of, the Undertaker match.
Yeah.
We
all got that one wrong.
I got every single thing right. I even got a bonus point for explaining exactly how the John exactly
oh my God,
the
that
chain
was
of
hilarious.
The chain of events that the John Cena Bray Wyatt match was going to end in is I was able to describe exactly how it ended.
God,
it
that
did.
Was crazy hilarious. That yeah. was so funny.
Mm.
Oh, babe.
Well, what can I say? John Cena matches are fairly, you know, the same. He, you know how anyone looks good fighting John Cena? He just lies there while they beat him up for 20 minutes, and then he does one move and it's over. Every time. And it's like, oh, look, they did so good. Like, that John Cena put that guy over by hitting him once and pinning him, and it's over. Like, good going, John. I don't know. Like, after the post-WrestleMania fallout, the next Raw and the has all been about, like, look at all these new stars. You know,
yeah.
like Paige came out and won the title from AJ,
that
which was
Raw.
Yeah, I said the Raw the next night.
Oh, sorry.
And then like Cesaro in the Battle Royale the night before,
yeah.
And then so Cesaro is now with Paul Heyman, who and because Brock beat the streak and Heyman was the manager of Brock, and Heyman was the voice of Brock throughout that whole thing, that put Heyman up, and Heyman paired with Cesaro instantly put Cesaro up. Like, all of a sudden, all these new stars are getting pushed. Mm-hmm. And then John Cena comes out and he goes, if anybody back there wants to, you know, take a shot at representing everyone, they got to go through me. And it was like, oh, well, they can expect to beat him up for most of the match, and then he'll get up and do one move and beat them, like, every time.
And then Rob Van Dam's back.
Rob Van Dam's back. I'm always happy to see Rob Van Dam. And it was so funny because you don't know Rob Van Dam.
Well, that was exactly it. So I'm like, okay. Because I'm still learning. And I think I'm doing a lot better than I was. I mean, I said something the other night. It was about because craziness, the Ultimate Warrior, got like in the Hall of Fame, made two appearances, and then died the next day.
Yeah, they put him in the Hall of Fame. He showed up on WrestleMania and waved, and then he was on Raw and made a speech, and then he was dead.
Yeah, he's like, I'll be immortal, and then
he's like, I'll live forever after I die because of you people, and then he died. Like,
yeah, which is crazy. But then they had at Raw this week a big lineup of all the people in the company now.
Yeah.
And you said it would be bad for Natty because, like, she's, you know,
yeah,
generation. She's been, her family's been part of WWE forever. She probably grew up with the guy. And I was like, well, what about the Rhodes brothers? Because, like, Dusty Rhodes,
yeah, Dusty
and then,
Rhodes
like,
and
Randy Orton's third gen. And I'm, like, spouting out other guys. And I was like, shit, I know shit. I know this shit.
Yes.
So I was kind of proud of myself about that.
Good work, babe.
But, I was saying something. Oh, and then we're going to see it live!
Yay!
Yeah, it worked out great. We're going when it comes to Hamilton in June, so.
Yeah, we were going to go see it in Toronto, and then it turned out we were double booked, and so we had to not go to see it in Toronto.
Which is fine.
In April, and as it turned out, the next day, we found out that it was going to be in Hamilton. So we're going to go.
Yeah, we're going, and not just with us. We're going with a bunch of friends, and it's going to be a really good night, and we're going to have a really good time.
Yeah, they're like, we got tickets, and we're like, oh, did you get tickets for us? And they're like, we did.
Do they serve beer, or is it like?
You know what? I've.
Is it like a hockey game?
It's been a long time since I've been to a live event. I'm pretty sure they serve beer. I mean, there's a lot of adults there, right?
Yeah, because I was going to say, I mean, we live up the
street. Stone Cold drinks beer. They have to serve beer.
Well, I was going to say, like, we live up the street from the arena. We're literally going to walk to it. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But our friends can't. They're going to drive. So I was going to say, they could probably park here. We probably put them in the underground or something like that. I mean, it's a Saturday night. They're not going to get a ticket on a Saturday night. They don't check that kind of thing on a Saturday.
True.
It takes hours to get a bylaw officer out on a Saturday. So they could probably park downstairs for free, essentially.
Yeah.
Come up to our place. We'd have drinks on the patio before we go and buy a case of beer, and we'll have, you know, a good time because we're walking.
Right.
And then by the time the show's over, they'd sober up.
It will be a very good time.
I'm really excited. It should be fun. Like,
it's a smaller show, though. Like, it's
Shield's gonna be.
I know, but like the way that I've heard of it is the touring when they do the live touring and it's not a Raw or a SmackDown, then there's usually the A show and the B show. And judging from who's coming, this is a B show because there is big guys coming, but not as many. Like, the one that we were going to go to in Toronto had Daniel Bryan at it. I believe John Cena was on the list. The Wyatts were going to be there.
Yeah, it was probably going to be a pretty big show.
It was a big, big name.
It's
city. Toronto. And then this is Hamilton, and the biggest names on there is The Shield. The Shield is big.
The Shield's B plus.
I know, but it's not as bad. It's not as big as, remember when you were like, hey, look, they're doing WWE here there tonight. Do you want to go? And the top name was Christian. And I'm like, I like Christian, but
he's not
the big draw.
I
like Christian because I know him from way back. I'm a big fan of old school Christian. Old school heel Christian when he went solo.
The pictures of Christian I've seen when he was like younger or slash the old Christian, which is also the young Christian. He looks like a pretty all right dude, but now he just kind of looks very fragile.
He is. He's totally made of glass now. Like, he'll get in a match with Sheamus and the wind will blow and he'll have a concussion. Like, that's why he was out of the Battle Royal at WrestleMania. It was because he has a concussion. He gets concussions, like, crossing the street.
That's bad. That'll kill you fast.
Well,
Chris Benoit you pretty quick, too.
Really? Yeah, but
repeated head injuries can do all
sorts of crazy things. It's pretty much assumed that Christian's going to be retiring very soon. Edge retired just a couple years ago, and they came up together.
They were tag team for years. If he's getting that many concussions, he really needs to be under constant medical kind of. Well, that can do a lot of really crazy things to you.
Yeah,
like murder your family.
Well. Let's not put Christian in the...
What I'm saying, like, I can understand when you say, well, they don't do chair shots to the head anymore. Yeah. Stuff. It's for the best.
There's actually a really good podcast. Chris Jericho did a podcast where he talks to Chris Nowinski, who was he's actually in the first season of Tough Enough, and he ended up becoming a wrestler for a few years. And then he basically was done because he got a really bad concussion. Like, he was getting concussions all the time. He had no idea. And since then, since he quit or was let go, he's basically became like a huge name in sports head injuries. So he examined Chris Benoit's body after that whole thing happened to like examine his head trauma, and he's I believe there was an ex NFLer. I kept saying XFLer. Because that was something that Vince McMahon did. An ex-NFLer who died, and he was able to do an autopsy on him and examine his brain injuries as well. And they're, like, learning so much about head injuries now.
Like, I remember even when I was a kid hearing that someone got a concussion. It's like, just a concussion. Whatever. Don't go to sleep for, like, a while, and you'll be fine. And it's just a concussion. You get over that pretty quick, right? It's just a concussion. And it's only just now, in the last few years, really being like, well, fuck, you got a concussion. We got to keep an eye on you.
Yeah.
Like they can really one concussion can do you in. Like
how
some guys get so many of them and still keep going. It's
but RVD's gonna be there.
Yeah, we were talking about RVD. Sorry
to bring it around.
Yeah, so I've heard of RVD, Rob Van Dam. I've heard of him, but I didn't really know anything about him.
Yeah.
I was like, well, and you were like, well, do you know why he's called Rob Van Dam? And I was like, he kicks people. Like I had no idea. Mm-hmm. Like. Because he comes running out, and one, he's out of shape.
That's the funny thing, too, is because you're like, so what's RVD's deal besides he's out of shape? And then another friend who just started watching wrestling asked me the same fucking thing. Because our friend Chris, his girlfriend Tiffany got him into wrestling, and she's really excited that RVD's back, too. And he's like, so why is RVD important besides being out of shape? Like, he asked me the same damn thing.
It was
so funny.
He looks pretty pudgy. He looks like a pretty fun dude. But I was like, he kicks people? And you're like, well, he kind of used to look like Jean-Claude Van Damme. And
right.
I'm like, I think how to sum up my facial reaction there was a mix of stank eye and you're an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
And I disagree.
Yes.
Was probably the three elements of that face I just made.
And I disagree.
Because he doesn't look anything like Jean-Claude Van Damme. Even like recent Jean-Claude Van Damme with his tons of plastic surgery. He looks nothing like him.
Yeah.
Looked at this wrestling textbook we have.
Yeah.
I got it.
I got it for free from work.
It's
a few years old. People were throwing things away and out of their office when we moved offices. And there was a pile of like, just put it here if you want someone to take it.
It's a coffee table book.
It's a coffee table book from 2009. It's the WWE Encyclopedia.
So it's completely, but it's good for someone like me who, like, I know all these new guys now. I'm doing really good with the new guys, but I don't know a lot about the old stuff. So I've been like flipping through it. But every time someone gets mentioned or comes on that is older, I can go in this book and like, okay, not just Mike, tell me what makes this guy awesome, but look in the book and see what pictures and see like good matches, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
Look at Rob Van Dam and holy shit, he looks like Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Right.
He used to.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, guys get older, they change. But yeah, no, RVD's back, so I'm excited about that. And he's in the Intercontinental title tournament right now, so
yeah, that's fun, because we're going to watch, it's Friday, we're going to watch SmackDown in a little bit.
Yeah, and then Total Divas.
I like my Total Divas.
I love Total Divas, too. It's
I
so
love that
stupid.
Our friend Chris loves it, too. It's
yeah.
Somebody, we were like at watching WrestleMania and said something about Total Divas, he's like, fuck, I love Total Divas.
Total Divas is the dumbest thing, and that's
it's
why it's
awesome.
So great. That's why it's so great. Like, I mean, I love the behind-the-scenes wrestling stuff. I still watch documentaries all over the place. I watched a really neat one about the Legion of Doom not too long ago. Do you even know who the Legion of Doom are?
No.
Do you remember the dudes with the shoulder pads with the spikes on them?
No.
You don't know who the fucking Legion of Doom is?
Are you
is?
Talking about Kiss?
No. I'm talking about the Legion of Doom, sometimes called the Road Warriors. How do you not know the dudes with the shoulder pads with the spikes
Wait,
on them?
Wait, the...
In the face paint. What?
Sorry.
I swear, I remember talking about them before and being like, the whole reason that, like, one of the first wrestling shows I ever went to when I was really young, Dad let me buy merchandise, and I bought two bits of merchandise. One was an Intercontinental title that was brown. I don't know why it was brown.
You bought a title?
I bought, yeah.
Like
well,
a title belt?
Yeah, but it was like plastic and styrofoam, like
well,
it wasn't like one of those shiny pretty ones, the Legion of Doom spiky wrist bracelet is what I got, because that was so cool.
I had a spiky
and the shoulder
wrist
pads
bracelet.
The shoulder pads were too expensive, so
I had a spiky wrist bracelet. Mm-hmm. But it was because I went through a goth phase.
That's cool.
Not really.
No. I also had the Hulk Hogan headband. But Hulk Hogan was not at the show that I went to. Ultimate Warrior was.
He died.
He did die. Legion of Doom were there, and one of them
died. I kind of hope that with, like, because I know a lot of, like, the older fans are like, oh, wrestling's PG now, blah, blah, mm-hmm. blah. But, like, when they do get a little crazy, like, with stuff that, like, when Triple H was doing the beatdown on Daniel Bryan, like, it was... I was like, okay, I'm getting to the point where this is a little too much. I like it PG a little better.
Yeah.
But, like, I hope that in, like, 20 years, there is a marked improvement on, like, the health of retired wrestlers. You know what I mean? 20
well,
years
yeah,
from now,
no,
that, like,
there's already been
guys
like,
even John Cena, 20 years from now, he'll be in his, like, late 50s.
John Cena is basically the, I guess, prototype in the current age of...
Yeah.
Of, like, longevity for wrestlers. Because, like, John Cena has been around for, like, 12 years now.
Yeah.
And he's gonna be around for a long time.
Yeah.
Because, like, he's not drugged up. He's not crazy alcohol. The whole thing is...
All his crazy seems to be about not putting pictures up in his house.
Yeah. And, like, you're making me dinner for more than two nights in a row. Like,
One night in a row!
Why is food?
John Cena.
Is food in my fridge?
John Cena on Total Divas is a big part of why. Him and Daniel Bryan. One, Daniel Bryan is hilarious.
Daniel Bryan is the best part of Total Divas.
He is shady. He throws shade better than any of them bitches. And John Cena's crazy.
Yeah.
So it makes for a really entertaining show. Like. I gotta say, the whole John Cena flying in the private jet to meet Nikki on the pier and give her flowers and be like, take me back, I love you. I'm like, aww, John Cena, you're crazy, but you're trying. You're trying so
he didn't
hard.
Try, he didn't try hard enough. He texted her to tell her. A phone call. A phone call. That's important.
We
important.
Are in, no, we are in a new era.
I
where
understand
a text
that
for
we're
that
in,
sort of thing is more appropriate.
I understand that a text 50, is more appropriate.
50 years ago, he would have written her a letter and not called her. He would have written a letter.
Mm-hmm.
And so a text is a letter these days.
Yes, but the thing always he's
phone call bad.
Because you don't, why is a phone call bad?
Not bad, but like. Wiser choice, because if they had been talking on the phone, it would have just been turned into a conversation and ruined the moment.
Okay.
But yeah, Daniel Bryan's hilarious. When he rented that bus, he's just like, you pooped on my bus.
Yes. No pooping. That was his first rule.
No erections.
No erections. No having sex on the bus. No pooping on the bus.
I love that.
And
he's
then he's
like
you broke
Maddie,
all of my...
you pooped on the bus!
Yeah, he's like, that was my first rule. You guys broke all my rules.
I love he laid into her pretty good. It was really funny.
We're just pooping. And fucking Natty got fucking.
How do you get icy
hot in her ass?
I gotta say, like yesterday, I was laid up with a migraine all day. It was awful, and I was putting icy hot, literally coating myself in it, trying to get my muscles to stop like tensing. Mm-hmm. I was trying. You know what I didn't do? I
didn't
get into
put
my
it in
ass,
your ass
crack.
Yeah.
I was putting it everywhere.
The funny
and
thing
I didn't
was,
get into my
is
butt.
We watched that, and then you asked me to put some on your back, and then I went to the bathroom and almost got it all over my dick because it was still on my hands.
You're an idiot.
And I'm like, well, good thing I remember to wash my hands.
You turd.
You know what, though? Like, with all that's going on with wrestling lately, is I've really started to miss not CM Punk wrestling, but CM Punk in general.
Really?
Yeah, like I keep stumbling on shit on YouTube with him in it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's so great on the mic. Like some of the stuff that he does is really good too. Like I found a bit from Jimmy Kimmel a while back where he beat John Cena to win the title. And Kimmel's nephew is a John Cena fanatic. And he got CM Punk to show up at his house and give him shit for fucking liking John Cena. And it was the fucking funniest thing in the world. And it was so funny because like the kid was like, he shows up, he brings the title too. And he's like, oh, what's this? Yeah, I took it from John. Look. Like, clearly I'm the best because I have the title. And the kid's like, yeah, but you stole the belt. And he's like, okay, first of all, this is not a belt. This is a title. And he's like, this is a championship title. Like, and then the kid kept calling it a belt. And he's like, no, it's not a belt. And then I saw other clips of him on, like, other things. And people would be like, so you have that belt. And he's like, no. And then he pulls up a shirt and he's like, that's a belt. And keeps my pants up. This is a title. Like,
so, but my thing is, like, I'm glad people are still a fan of the guy. Like, don't get me wrong. But when other, like, if you're going to, like, at any point do your CM Punk chants at a show, do it when Triple H is talking to the crowd or when Kane is talking to the crowd because like, they're actually kind of high up in the company, right?
Well, not Kane. Kane, that's a story for Kane.
Oh, I don't know. So Triple H or Stephanie McMahon. I don't know. He's, like, CEO or something.
That's a fucking story. Why would they give the fucking Isaac Yankum, that's a reference you're not going to get. Why would they give Kane fucking, like...
I don't know. Maybe he got an MBA in his spare time.
He probably has one. A lot of them do. They have,
so
like...
So what's wrong with this assumption?
He's not the fucking... Okay, I guess you know enough, but you don't know enough that he has no power in the company. He is a performer.
I don't know. Triple H has power?
Yes.
So why can't Kane?
Triple H is clearly married to Stephanie McMahon, though. That's where his power comes from. Well, I mean, I'm sure he got some power earned.
Anyway, do it when, like, here Stephanie McMahon is on the stage.
What the point is don't do it when someone else is performing.
So, like, say Daniel Bryan is wrestling Damian Sandow.
Yeah.
So Daniels obviously won.
Yeah.
But don't fucking ruin their match by cheering CM Punk because he has nothing to do. Like, they have nothing to do with him.
Yeah, like, I'm the same way. Like, they'll throw in that in the middle of a Wyatt's match. And it's like, what are you doing that for? Because this match is amazing, you know?
Yeah, like there could be a really good match going on and the crowd is ruining it because they're cheering for someone who's just up and
like,
left.
Like, I understand that they miss him. I miss him too. But
get over yourself.
Yeah, stop that shit.
Maybe have some consideration for the guys who are busting their asses
The people who did come into work today.
Yeah, the people who showed up to entertain your ass.
Yeah. Unlike CM Punk.
Who just bailed.
Stayed home. You know, there was actually some talk about him recently. Paul Heyman was on Stone Cold's podcast. And Stone Cold was like, have you talked to CM Punk? Because he used to be his manager. He's like, did you talk to CM Punk, in the last little while? He's like, I talk to CM Punk all the time. And he's like, oh, really? What do you guys talk about? And he's like, we don't talk about the business. I mean, he's like, I'm his friend, you know? Like, ask him how his life is, you know? How's the weather? Did you go for a jog today? You know, like, we talk about hockey.
I've seen pictures of CM Punk since leaving the business or whatever he's doing, and he does look healthier.
Yeah, and he got engaged.
Are they engaged?
They're engaged.
Good for them.
So, which is why she's...
AJ Lee.
Yeah, which is why she's probably not around right now. So, because I mean, I don't know. You may not have heard that yet. So
what?
It happens on SmackDown. I won't tell you.
Oh, okay.
I heard SmackDown spoilers.
Don't tell me.
Anyway, I don't know. We've been babbling on for a bit. Anything else you want to say about wrestling?
I'm excited to go to the show. It's gonna be a good time. I really enjoyed WrestleMania.
We didn't talk about, out of all the things at WrestleMania, there's two things we should talk about that were crazy. Daniel Bryan's title match and The Undertaker losing the streak.
Yeah, The Undertaker losing the streak, kind of like, I was very shocked, but at the same time, that match was so sloppy.
Yeah, like, that's what, to me, was like, it wasn't even a good match to lose, you know? Like, if it had been, like, a crazy, over-the-top super match.
They were both just sluggish and sloppy and rough.
But then at the same time, then it shows that it's like, well, if he was doing that bad, then perhaps the streak should have ended.
Yeah. 100%. Like, it's just going to get worse from here on out. He's, like, almost 50, isn't he?
Yeah. And then I had a bit of a... I mean, everyone who saw the streak and saw the shocked Undertaker guy.
Yeah.
And then I had a personal moment with the shocked Undertaker guy.
Yep.
I made a design with his face on it, and he and I talked about
not
selling it. So he's a really nice guy. So everybody, I can't remember his Twitter handle, but everybody should go follow him. It's not hard to find him. But he's a really nice guy, and he's got a big heart. And, everybody should follow his example, because he's a really good person. He's a good person, and he was really happy to be at WrestleMania, living his dream. Speaking of people who live their dream, Daniel Bryan won the title. Oh, my God.
It's pretty exciting.
Mm-hmm. It was...
happy for him.
Yes.
Really happy for him.
Yeah, I was happy that he won, too. And because I won that bet.
Yeah, that was that's good. That bought us a lot of laundry.
It
was all toonies.
That was the beautiful thing. It was like, yay, we won all this money. And
my first thought was laundry.
Laundry. Yeah. So it's not like I won like $100 or anything. It was like $20. But
yeah, it was
still,
like $20. But still, it was like $20 in bucks. Toonies, which got us a lot of laundry.
Mm-hmm. But hey, $20 is still $20.
Yep.
So I guess on that note, I am Mike. You are Laura.
Yep.
And this has been another episode of the Untitled Mike and Laura Project.
Glad you could join us.
And we'll talk to you guys soon.
Pew, pew.
Pew, pew. Pew. I like how you're holding it sideways like gangsta style.
Maybe I'll hold it upside down. Pew,
pew, pew, pew. That's not gangsta at all. That just looks like your arm broke and you're just trying too hard. Stop.
Well, kids, that's all you get. That's it. Read a book.
Only for the cat noise.
The cat noise?
Yeah.
The one that Kratos makes?
Yeah.
The...
I don't think that's what it sounds like.
But that... there it goes. Just ran by.
Like a teeny ninja. Shit. Oh, I'm drunk, babe.
The Untitled Mike and Laura Project is presented in association with ThisWeekInGeek.net. Check out ThisWeekInGeek.net for more geek content, and you can subscribe to all of our content through iTunes or any other podcatcher. If you want to tell us your thoughts on the Untitled Mike and Laura Project, you can give us a call at our voicemail line at 817-717-7202 or send an email to feedback@thisweekingeek.net, which I highly recommend you do as we love the feedback here at this show. And then, of course, you can contact us on the Twitters at reply Mike Laidman, at reply Laura underscore Raptor, and, of course, at reply This Week in Geek. Follow us while you're at it. We'll be best friends or something.
Did that sound a lot better in your head?
Yes, it did.
Until next week.
Lower your shields and surrender.